Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. Thanks for joining us today. I want to talk to you today about how to deal with delays and difficulties in our lives. So many times I get frustrated when things don't go quite as well as I've had planned. And, you know, there's the old saying, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And yet sometimes, even when you have the greatest plan, things just don't go as planned. And, you know, I can find myself getting frustrated during those times and kind of had a feeling maybe a lot of the people that listen to our program on a regular basis, maybe you're dealing with the same type of frustration in your life. And so this is a talk I did at a church recently and got some of it from my good friend Wally Rendell. But want to share some of these things that might help you over the next couple of days of our programs. The first one is Jesus warned us that we're going to have delays and difficulties in our life. In John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus said, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." So we shouldn't be surprised when we have trials and tribulations in our life, because Jesus warned us that we would. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 4, Paul tells us, "In everything we do, we should show that we are God's servants by enduring troubles, hardships, and difficulties with great patience." So Paul's also telling us we're going to have troubles, hardships, difficulties, but one of the ways we need to handle it is with patience. And I find as I mature my relationship with Jesus that I learn to have more patience. Still not perfect, still have times where I don't, still growing on waiting in traffic and getting caught at a stoplight, the last car. But, you know, hey, we're all works in progress, right? And I'm thankful to know in the book of Lamentations that it reminds us that God's mercies are fresh and anew each morning. Great is God's faithfulness. I want to talk to you about kind of looking at how you deal with delays and difficulties in your life from Acts chapter 27. And it's a story after Paul has been arrested and supposed to be taken to Italy. He's on a ship and they wind up having some problems. And so Paul has to deal with delay and difficulties, even though he's a prisoner. He's a servant of God, has a direct relationship with God but through his relationship with Jesus. And he went through some serious delays and difficulties. And yet most of us are not chained, imprisoned on a ship like Paul is. But I think we can learn a lot of good lessons from this. The first thing I want to help you today with is, how do you deal with a difficulty? Well, one is just determine the reason that you're in this delay or difficulty. Obviously, Paul knew, hey, I'm arrested, okay? But what is it? Maybe, you know, sometimes if we're honest, we don't plan well. I talked about sometimes we do plan well, and yet delays and difficulties still happen. But quite often when I do run into delays or difficulties, maybe I didn't leave early enough to do something or start early enough on a project or save money far enough in advance. And so a lot of times there is a reason, if we're mature and we're honest. But on the flip side of that, God knows we're not going to be perfect, and he loves to help us because we're his children. And one of the ways that we can deal with difficulties is just asking God for help. Psalm chapter 73, verse 16 says, "I tried to think the problem through, but it was too difficult for me until I went into your temple." So, you know, we need to ask God for help. Joyce Meyer has a saying I heard many years ago that I love. When you have a problem or a challenge in your life, do you go to the phone or do you go to the throne? In other words, do you call somebody else or do you go to God and talk to him first? And don't get me wrong. I mean, lots of times I go to friends that are very wise in their knowledge of God's word and have a lot of life experience and try to get wisdom for them. But I also want to make sure I ask God what his thought is, what is his input, and make sure that whatever wisdom or advice I get, it lines up with God's word. What are some common mistakes that we make, though, when we're dealing with delays and difficulties? Well, one, I think a lot of times we listen to bad advice. You know, Paul tried to warn the guys, the captain and all that were on the ship, and he told them in verse 10-11, "Sirs, I believe there's trouble ahead. If we go on, that we'll be shipwrecked. There'll be a loss of cargo, injuries, and dangers to our lives." But the officer in charge of the prisoners listened more to the ship's captain and owner than to Paul. So, you know, this Acts chapter 27 we're looking at with Paul. Here Paul was trying to help him because God had spoke to him and told him that, you know, there's a storm coming up ahead. And Paul tried to warn him, but they wouldn't listen to him. And so he listened to other people. And so you say, well, what is bad advice? Well, I tell you, one of the measuring sticks for me is I don't want anybody telling me how to lose weight. Maybe that's overweight, obviously, or has never lost weight. You know, I love hearing from people that when they've had weight challenges. Got a guy that's been helping me as I'm trying to address the dropping a few pounds myself. And, you know, he sent me a picture of himself about 50 pounds overweight, and he actually even smoked back then. And, man, I just started dying laughing because I thought I didn't even recognize him. But he shared with me how he did it. And, you know, one of the first things he said was just, man, just try to quit eating bread for a month. He goes, I know that's hard because you're like me. I'm sure love bread, but just try to cut out bread. Just one thing for a month and maybe try to drink, you know, at least three big glasses of water a day. Just do those two simple things. But I was willing to listen to him because he had been there. He knows what it's like. He's also a follower of Jesus, said he would be praying for me, encouraged me to ask God for help each day and when I was tempted to eat bad things. So, but, you know, bad advice is, listen, maybe getting financial advice from somebody that has a lot of credit card debt and, you know, winds up writing bad checks each month. So we got to be careful. Sometimes people with the strongest opinions, you know, maybe they don't know. I mean, I never buy a book that somebody's written unless the topic that they've written about, that they have experienced it. They've lived it. It's easy to just do a lot of research, but I want to listen and learn from people that have had actual life experience. So I encourage you that today, if you're dealing with a delay or difficulty in your life, maybe it's because you listened to some bad advice, but that's okay. Just learn from it. And the next time you've got a big decision or a decision that you need help with, be wise about who you get advice from. A second common mistake we make a lot of times when we're dealing with delays and difficulties is we just follow the crowd. You know, it's funny you talk about doing that when we're children and having peer pressure and things like that. But I've even found as older adults that we do that a lot of times too. We try to impress people that we don't know and really don't know us and don't like us even necessarily at times, but we want to try to keep up with Joneses or do what the crowd does because everybody else has a brand new car or everybody else lives in this certain side of town, whatever the case may be. And yet the Bible tells us that we were made in the image of God and we just need to live our lives in honor to an audience of one. And it's amazing how much more simple life is and how much more peace we can have, even when we're dealing with delays and difficulties in our life. Another common mistake that happens quite often when we are trying to get through a delay and difficulty is a common mistake we make is we rely on our circumstances. You know, you can't just always rely on your circumstances. A lot of times we can, but there are times when that can be misleading. You know, we think that, well, these circumstances are perfect, so I need to do this. And yet, that's not always true. It's not always true. Sometimes that can be misleading. And so, one of the things I've heard people say is that, you know, you find a great deal on something, and it's not something actually you really need, but it's something you want. And I've heard financial experts say, maybe you should wait 24 hours and just sleep on it and see if you still want it that much the next morning. Like I said, there's a difference in needs and wants. We've talked about that many, many, many times here on our program, Hope is Here. So common mistakes we make sometimes that lead us into having delays and difficulties is we listen to bad advice, we follow the crowd, or we just rely on circumstances. And so one of the great things is I've learned from Henry Blackaby's phenomenal Bible study, Experiencing God, is he talked about that we can't just base decisions based on circumstances, and also we can't put God in a box because maybe in a certain situation in our life in the past, he actually moved in a certain way or had something happen in a specific way, even though it is a very similar circumstance currently in our life, that we shouldn't bank on that because God is the God of the unexpected. And Isaiah 55 verses 8 and 9 says that God's ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so are God's ways and thoughts higher than ours. So I want to remind you that to be careful about relying on our circumstances. All right, well, how do we get on the solution side of dealing with delays and difficulties in our life? Well, one, we need to determine the result that we want. What is the actual result that we want? One of the reasons that a lot of people have problems in marriage is because of unrealistic expectations. Or maybe it's in a dating relationship, or maybe it's in a new job that you have. Make sure that you determine what the result or expectations are. And you're like, well, how do I determine that result or expectations? Well, it's kind of simple. You actually just ask questions. And it's okay to ask a lot of questions and find out what are the expectations, what are the results that you or the people that you're dealing with, or the person you're dealing with, if it's in a marriage, with your boss, you know, what is the result that everybody's looking for? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 says, "These little troubles, which are temporary, are winning for us a permanent, glorious, and solid reward, all out of proportion to our pain." In other words, all these things that you may be going through right now with delays and difficulties in your life, they are preparing you for heaven. And so many times I get so focused on just what's happening here on earth. You've heard people say that they're so eternally focused that they're no good here on earth. Well, there's also the opposite. So sometimes people are so focused just what's going on here on earth, they don't think about how this affects the big picture. I mean, at most, we might get to live here on earth 80 years. My father only got 74 years. Many, many people I know don't get even that many years. But a lot of people are looking for, you know, just the now. And we need to think about our eternal circumstances and how are the decisions we're making, or how do we handle delays and difficulties? How does this affect where we will spend eternity, how we will spend things in heaven, our life in heaven? Romans chapter 5, verses 3 and 4 says, "We can rejoice when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us learn to be patient, and patience develops strength of character in us and helps us trust God more each time." You know, I heard Rick Warren say many years ago, I've never forgotten this, God is not interested in our comfort as much as he's interested in our character. I'll say that again. God is not interested as much in our comfort as he is our character. So a lot of times as followers of Jesus, especially those of us that live in the United States, I'm more concerned about my comfort than having God-honoring character. And I love the saying too that, you know, every storm we go through is actually a school here on earth for us. You know, a lot of times we graduate from high school or college, we think we're done with school. No, you know, actually I think it's a lifelong process of learning. And every storm we go into is a chance to go to school and see how we handle a test in life. And some are, you know, short-term, some are long-term tests. I mean, they really are. And we have to continue to live with a delay or a painful difficulty in their life for a long time. But the thing I want to encourage you today is don't give up, grow up. Okay? Some of you say, well, that's a little harsh, and you know, I know it is, and yet sometimes I've had to be told that myself. And for some of us today, sometimes we just have to trust God, even through the tears and pain, and say, I don't understand, but I know you're with me, and you're going to help me get through this. Well, tune in tomorrow as we'll finish our conversation about how to deal with delays and difficulties in our lives. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.